All right. Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name is Kyle Nelson. Got my lovely co-host, Mr. Eli Libby.
Blend it together.
What's going on, my man?
I'm doing amazing. I'm really looking forward to the show. We did a little pre-talk.
Our pre-talk, I got fired up.
We've got fire.
He brought the heat straight into it, which is a great way to set the stage with podcasts. Because sometimes we get guests and they do not bring the heat.
Absolutely.
But today we got this. All the way from Miami, Florida. We're here in Central Oregon. It's always fun to connect with people on the other side of the U.S. So it's going to be good. We're going to talk a little bit about not losing potential clients, which every business owner needs
to know about. But before that, let's get fired up even more with that intro.
What's going on? Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name's Kyle Nelson. I've got my great co-host and good friend here, Mr. Eli Libby.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle.
It's beautiful the episode, day man. Today,
man. Absolutely.
We're really excited for this episode. We've got a great guest.
Absolutely.
Number two, clear, simple images.
Amazon sellers.
The first thing that I follow about in this article is
really looking for that initial credit.
You need to be thinking about product photography and video production. All right, today we have Mike Schill. He's a high-performing salesperson. He manages over $500 million in professional development. He offers solutions to managers and team players who struggles to navigate modern-day marketing strategies, utilizing previously gained experience and acquired skill sets to develop a brand and drive exposure. He's a mastery of SaaS sales who has trained over 25 Grant Cardone, sales representatives. He gives business owners and salesperson strategies on how to successfully negotiate and close business deals in sales when presented with unforeseen or undesirable scenarios. Mike, welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast.
Whoa.
What's up, y'all? What is up? What is up? What is up? How y'all doing here today, man? This is fun. This
amazing,
doing
man.
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Heck yeah. Are you fired up or what? Did the intro fire
Bro, come on, man. Hey, listen, that was a hell of an intro, man. I mean, y'all need to submit that to like ESPN or something because that's
hey,
a close run.
I mean, that's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that is I love it. I've heard that one
before. Well, awesome, man. Glad the day is going well. We are going to jump right into here, but before we do that, let's learn a little bit more about you. Tell us about the passion, tell us the fire, the positivity. Where did it come from, and who is Mike?
Man, who is Mike Schill? Well, first things first, for you guys, I appreciate the opportunity and the time to be on this with you guys. You guys are doing some incredible things, awesome initiatives, and I just want to extend my thanks again. Who is Mike Schill? Man, a shot glass version.
Ooh, I've never heard
graduated at Florida State University, biology and exercise science major. Had the opportunity to play football over there as well. So Division I collegiate athlete. Had an injury after college. Was doing a little bit of that transition into going into pro track and field, but due to that injury, you know, life went a different way. Because of that, over the past 5 years. Was connected with a gentleman by the name of Grant Cardone. For those listeners who don't know, New York Times bestselling author, top five Forbes listener, international sales trainer, and learned the skill sets as it relates to sales, customer acquisition, retention, marketing, advertising, and overall scaling out of organizations. Currently the CEO of Miami's fastest growing marketing and advertising firm, The Full Circle, where we provide anything and everything as it relates to getting products and services in front of potential consumers. We do have, very excited about this, we do have a sports and entertainment division where we're dialed in specifically and working with those folks. And this is only chapter one of a book of about 340 chapters. And that's just a little bit about who Mike Schill is.
Wow.
I love it, man.
Fired up. What was the introductory to Grant and you getting into this agency and the marketing and sales and branding? How did that even come along?
Yeah. So, and great question. As far as Grant Cardone is concerned, actually one of my colleagues at the job previous to Grant Cardone's actually did orthopedic and pharmaceutical sales, went to number one in that company in about a year and a half. And the only reason as to why was because of personal growth and development. I would actually draft behind that colleague who we're talking about and trained on the same type of concepts and strategies as it relates to communication, man. Communication is everything.
Right.
And especially within the medical space, you only got 45 or 50 seconds in front of a doctor who's not even focused on what the rep has to offer. They're focused on the total knee or total hip that they're going into in 5 minutes. And so that content was Grant Cardone's content. Well, lo and behold, we lived here down in Miami, Florida, where I'm currently at today. And he had an opportunity to go work with that organization. And after about 8 months of recruitment, because I didn't take it seriously at first, didn't even know who the guy was, right? But after about 8 months of recruitment, man, I said, hey, what the hell? Jump ship, work there. And then 5 years later, you know, top producer, was the top producer, you know, leading on stage in front of thousands of people. And the list goes on and on from that aspect. So that's how I got indoctrinated into that ecosystem.
Wow. Jeez. That is amazing, man. Have you always been passionate about that? Passionate about sales? Passionate about, I mean, you're
like more athlete, like you're more of an athlete. And then, but I, there's a lot of connection.
There is a lot of connection there
in terms of passion and
I can see the personality and, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the passion guys is, the passion has always been there, right?
Yeah.
But you know, you have your dreams, you have your goals, you have your initiatives, you have your targets. And the only reason why we haven't achieved what it is we want to achieve is simply because we don't know how to do it. If we knew how to do it, we would already have it. It's plain and simple. And so I knew that from a business standpoint.
Okay.
I needed quadrants. I needed pillars. I needed data to understand how to run an effective business at a global level. So it's either you jump into your own ship and do it yourself, or you draft behind an individual who's already doing it.
Yep.
So for me, that was a stepping stone, but it was a crucial stepping stone. It was honestly getting paid to go to school. It was the School of Hard Knocks for sales and business development. That was the path, you know, I guess that's what fuels what I'm doing today. But I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today if I didn't have that. And then the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. So.
So I got a question for you that I feel like you can answer. Being a top producing sales representative, what does it take to go from a good salesperson to a great salesperson to a top producer? Because every organization, they may have 5 salespeople, 20, 100, whatever it is. What is it that those top producers are doing differently? And like, where is that breakthrough for people to really like break into that top producing sales level and be able to bring that with you at any organization? Doesn't matter what you're selling.
Yeah.
You can do that. What is that about top producers?
Yeah. So top producers and listen, this goes from sales business, this goes from sports. Yep. Listen, I've been around top producers in a number of environments.
Right.
Number one, it's discipline. Number two, it's perfecting your craft. And then number three, it's getting around people who are better than you.
Right.
So the fourth thing to wrap all that up is man, numbers. Numbers, it's tries, it's chances out there in the marketplace. For instance, you know, when I was first in that ecosystem, the average is about 350 to 400 phone calls every single day. That's non-negotiable. That's Monday through Monday.
Right.
Like the amount of phone calls I would make in 1 week was equivalent to what the majority of quote unquote salespeople make in 6 months.
Right.
You want to shorten time, just put in double the effort. Sit.
I love it, man. I'm going to kind of tee up for this one.
That's what I got out of that. Out of all those points you said, the first one relates to all of it. It's all discipline.
It's all discipline. How did athletics play into where you are today? I'm always curious about that question. We, you know, high performing athletes and how it transitions into a business world. How did athletics play a role in the success today?
Good question, man. The schedule, man. And I'll be the first to tell you, as a former, you know, pretty decent athlete, man.
D1.
That without a schedule, I'm lost. And without a schedule, the majority of the guys that I know that are still there, that are still hitting people on national TV, that are running 9-9s, that are out there performing, right? It's the same thing. It's hey man, if there is no schedule, they're lost. So the thing that I took, the biggest thing that I took from the sports world is the fact that I know myself and I need a schedule. If I don't have a schedule, there's a problem. So the schedule is the first thing. And then the second thing is, and you got to have a short memory. Like if I operated off of the success or lack thereof of the previous play when it comes to football, well then damn, I mean, you're on an emotional roller coaster every single 20 seconds. It can't be like that. It's, hey, listen, there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, but we all know that there are ups and downs when we're trying to get to that bigger goal, that bigger target. So you can either let the ups and downs dictate that current moment, or you can understand that the ups and downs are required in order for you to get to the bigger target. So that short mindset or that short memory, like, okay, listen, this happened. It's okay. Learn from it. But listen, we're back on the field and you got to hit somebody. Let's roll. That's it. Same situation as it relates to business.
I'm about to go just take somebody out of there. I'm going to go back. Level one. Mike, what does the schedule look like for you? What does a routine look like? I think listeners always have to pick up on, you know, grabbing little nuggets throughout the podcast. But what does your routine look like? What is that schedule?
Hey, man, and I'll say, if you go hit somebody, I'm right behind you, man. I'm cleaning. Yeah, man. I'm cleaning up. Yeah. Hey.
I'm with my brother, and I'm freaking just out.
Just going. No, that schedule for me looks along the lines of about 5:15 wake up, right? Okay. 5:15 we're waking up, and right when we wake up, we're writing down our targets. Goals. Like I got my goals in front of me right here.
Yeah.
Like I know what it is that I'm working towards, that bigger goal. You go into the gym. While I'm going into the gym, I'm listening to personal growth and development. I'm listening to something that's going to stimulate the mind, something that's going to stimulate what I need to accomplish. That is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
By about 6:30, 6:45, right? We're eating something healthy. We're eating something extremely healthy. By 7 o'clock, 7:30, we're looking at what it is that needs to be accomplished that specific day. What I'm doing is I'm attaching a number to highly important and not so much anything that allows for me to get in front of people, or anything that allows for me to potentially increase revenue is ranked a number 5. I'm doing those things first, and I'm also doing the hardest things first. Right. I'm planning out my day. Typically, I plan out my day prior to, but I go over my day before I get on into the day. Right. And then boom, we're making our first post on social media.
Right.
Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok. Right. It's boom. I got to be the first to market. And then my day follows suit. My day follows suit from there, man. Whether it's customer facing, whether it's finding a meeting, whether it's making cold calls, whether it's asking for referrals, whether it's following up with existing clients, whatever that is, that's all scheduled out. And then, man, I you know, at the end of the day, it's recap, re-rinse, and let's do this thing all over again.
I love it.
Do you freaking love it? Do you take breaks? Like, do you go on vacation? Do you shut off? Like, because, you know, you're high energy, high performance. Like, you've got your day.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what you do at life. Like, what is taking time off for you? Like, how important is that to shut off your brain? Or are you still moving? Like, you're on vacation, you're still going? Or is vacation a thing?
So two things there. No. Two things there. It is very, very, very important to understand yourself and to make sure that this, and for those who can't see this, I'm pointing to my mind, making sure that your mind is in alignment with what you want to do and who you are as an individual. Because if you don't understand yourself, it's physically impossible for people to understand you. So I do take the time to get down in mentally. I do take the time to, you know, for all my people who've seen Bad Boys 2, right? Who saw a little bit, right? Who saw. But one of the biggest things, you know, I've gotten this question a number of times, not this specific question that you asked me, but this other question. What's the one thing, or what are a couple things that you've seen high performers like Grant Cardone do, or what's the one thing that you've taken away from them? And I always respond with this, and this leads to kind of answering your question here.
Yeah.
They are never off. There is no damn off switch, man. Like that's the thing. Everybody thinks there needs to be a balance.
Right.
Everybody thinks there needs to be an on and off time. Though there are also the people that don't have what they want. Kobe Bryant didn't take off. LeBron James doesn't take off. Jay-Z doesn't take off. Beyonce doesn't take off. Elon Musk doesn't take off. All the elite, Tom Brady takes off. He goes to a parade after he wins the Super Bowl for two hours. And then he's back throwing, he's throwing dimes. There is no off switch, man. That's the thing.
That's pretty much what I was asking. You're just always going, right? I mean, at that point, you're like, you can enjoy yourself and go do things, but you still need to stay aligned, stay focused,
I think it comes down to rewinding and finding, like, what do you want in life? Do you want to be an elitist? Do you want to be – because at that point, then, you don't shut off.
You can't.
But if your lifestyle wants to tailor to, freedom and time, I think that probably crafts a little bit of a different schedule.
Totally.
I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So the topic that we were first presented was how to never lose a potential client. Mm-hmm. So with the time we have left, let's jump into that. Mm-hmm. How do you not lose a potential client? How do we just keep them closing?
Man. The only way to not lose a potential client or a client that's already said yes is to consistently stay in front of them. Listen, it's very simple. Out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Second thing, what you have an area focused on will get achieved, and what you don't have an area focused on will never achieve at all. Will never be achieved at all. It's very simple. So, what type of communication, what type of constant touch, what type of value is constantly being put in front of a potential client and or a returning client? And then I'm gonna tell you this: the majority of people don't take that seriously. The majority of individuals don't stay in front of their people. The majority of people are not relentless. If you want to never lose a client, just be relentless. That's it. I'm staying in front of consumers every single day. And I'm not saying that you got to consistently ask for the sale. Of course, the intention is to transact. The intention is to have some sort of value exchange. The only reason why anybody does anything is to solve a problem. And the only reason why anybody would buy something is if the value supersedes the price at which they're moving forward with. We understand that. But I'm not necessarily just saying, hey, do the deal, or hey, sign up now, or the Full Circle Agency, and hey, sign up with us today so we can get your SEO started up. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about information, man. What is the marketplace reading? What are some testimonials? What are some case studies? Who else are we working with? What are some wins? How can we be of value, man? How can we be of value? So that literally, it's simple. It's hard, but it's simple. It's simple. Very simple.
I love it. Stay in front of people, I think, is huge. I think, at least in our line of work, I believe in always selling something, regardless of what that is. It's like the smallest little, just something to get them in the door. Sell them something. That is what I try to stick to as much as I can. But always put something in front of them. Always.
No, I need this number from you, Eli. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to. Here we go.
Hey, but you said something big though there, right there too, man. So we're talking about the ascension of a potential customer. And I'll never forget this, man. I'm going to go into my storytelling phase. And it's only going to take 30 seconds. Listen to this.
Okay, you can go pint glass. You don't have to go shot glass.
Hey, I'll give you a pint glass. So I remember sitting in front of the Jenkins family. The Jenkins family, their grandfather, my buddy Alex Jenkins, his grandfather is the founder of Publix. Had the opportunity to meet them at Florida State. Wow. They were in one of our fraternities. And you want to talk about a big fish?
Yeah.
Shit.
No.
Big fish. Big fish, right? Yeah. Whale of all whales. And I remember sitting in front of them. And I remember his father asking me this, and I'll never forget this. He said, "Hey, Shill," that's last name for the listeners who don't know, that's my last name. Why do you think Publix is so successful? And I said, because of the brand. He's like, close, kind of. Because of your product, kind of. He said, Shill, because at any given time, we have over 35,000 products for sale. That means that a seven-year-old can walk into my stores and buy a piece of gum, and a 95-year-old grandma can walk into my store and buy 10 turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner. That is why we are dominant, because we have something to sell at every single level. Now, you take that into your specific product, your specific service. There needs to be an ascension of a customer. You got your intro level product. Okay. Well, then what's that second tier product? What's that third tier product? What's that fourth tier product? How do you get them into a community? How do you get them paying a subscription? So they got to keep showing up. And then what is that big? What is that big product, right? That high ticket product. There's always got to be something new for people. So not only do you got to stay in front of them, but you always got to be supplying them with something new, because if they're not getting stimulated with something new, they're going to go elsewhere to get that stimulation. So how do I keep everybody in my ecosystem? Well, man, water the seeds. Mm-hmm. Keep giving them food, man. Keep giving them food. So
dropping so many nuggets here. I just need to like take some notes on all these little things. Very true. Yes. Good point. Good point.
Man, my brain's like turning right now. So in terms of like the close, what about like retention? Right. Mm-hmm. So how is it all about performing 100%? Is it all about the communication? Is it all about like, what is it that holds retention that you've experienced? Cause I feel like for most, like a lot of, it's a mix of a bunch of things, but what do you think if you're really trying to retain clients, what are some things that you could focus on?
Customer service and communication. Customer service and communication. Mm-hmm. So for you all and for any of the listeners, right? That last thing that you bought, mm-hmm. whether it's a shirt, it's a diamond necklace, it's a MacBook Pro, whatever the hell it is, that last thing you brought, ask yourself, what type of follow-up were you involved in after the sale? 9 times out of 10, there is none.
It's nothing.
9 times out of 10, there isn't. Once somebody gets somebody to say yes, they're on to the next. And that is important. 95% of your day, we were taught, 95% of your day should be focused on customer acquisition. That is the most important thing, man. If you ain't got customers, you ain't got a business. Right. That's it. There is, but if I don't stay in communication with the people who already said yes, there's a problem. So, mm-hmm. So the customer service piece is huge. Asking people for surveys, exit surveys are massive. And then holding calls, man, holding monthly calls, support calls with your people that have said yes. It's no one else does that stuff.
No one does it. If you're wondering what the problem is with your business, I mean, it's as simple as that, right? How are you communicating? Yeah. How often do you communicate?
Yeah. Well, the bucket will never stay full from the hole in the bottom of it.
Oh,
see that? I threw a new one, but I'm saying that. If you're just leaking out, what do you think of that, Mike? You want to let you can take that down.
Hey, that was good, man. Yeah. That was good.
Write it down. Just give me some credit there. But yeah, if it continues leaking, you're just always refilling that. Absolutely. But if you can, you patch that hole.
Right. You want to overfill it?
Nah, yep. I feel it. Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am jacked.
I know you got more. Yeah, you want
to? I mean, I could go all day, but we're wrapping up.
Yeah. So, as we wrap this up, if there's one thing that you hope that our listeners walk away with from this conversation when they think of you, what is that?
That's good. That's good. When they think of Mike Shill, man, I want them to think with I want them to think with my goals and my targets. My goals are to be a New York Times bestselling author on the cover of Forbes magazine, worth $12 billion, living in downtown New York, able to provide 10 million foster kids with homes because I was a systems kid growing up, have 2 baseball academies in the Dominican Republic, have the opportunity to work with some of those players down there, to have the world's number one marketing and advertising firm, and to have a specific area focus on helping athletes and entertainers as it relates to life outside of what it is that they do. When they think of Mike Shill, I want them to think of a person that is about to take the world over, and to always watch out for the name and always remember the damn last name. That's what I want them to remember.
Well, that was probably the best one we've had yet. I am jacked. I'm either going to go, like I said, level somewhere, or I need to do something tame and do some push-ups because I am fired up to a T.
Man.
I mean, Mike.
All of it.
That's what I think about.
You got your goals and down, goal. Man. That's I need to get them.
Yeah. Maybe shoot us a call at like 5:15 to wake up and just give us a little bit of give us a little pump up.
So for everyone out there that's listening that want to get connected to you, want more of it, like where do they find you? How do they get connected?
Yeah, you can connect with me at Mike, M-I-K-E, Shill, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, H as in Hat, I-L-L underscore. And that's on Instagram. That is also on Twitter. And the Mike Shill is on TikTok. You can shoot me a message on LinkedIn. It is Michael Shill on LinkedIn, Michael, like as in my mother's pissed off at me, Michael Shill on LinkedIn. And hey, just check us out. Also, go ahead and check out the website, thefullcircleagency.io. And for anything and everything as it relates to social media management, content creation, website optimization, automation on the back end, man, SEO, paid ads, Google ad, man, we got the whole thing covered. Man, we got something for you. We're doing some incredible things. Man, check us out there too. Absolutely.
Well, you guys heard it. Get connected with Mike, get on his website and get connected because he's gonna help you get to some places. I'm stoked.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. You brought some amazing value, and I know that all our listeners are gonna be walking away with some amazing stuff.
Absolutely, man. Hey, thanks to you all and thanks to all the listeners and man, y'all keep doing what it is you're doing. That's huge. Huge.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
If you want to get pumped up on more episodes just like this one, talk and listen to amazing thought leaders, you need to subscribe to the podcast. Type in Biz Bros and you will find us. Go hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the next Biz Bros podcast.
See you guys.